it's always good to have this gym full of volleyball players. You got the two-day booster club kind of wrapping things up. It's always good to have a lot of volleyball, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and this is kind of a fun time of the year. We get to start off with, 10 to 18-year-old volleyball, but then also we get to start doing our spring matches. So our first spring match will be this Friday against North Platte. Just pretty, low-key. Spring matches are fun. It's supposed to be just about, getting reps and getting other people in positions that they might be new to, or also just getting our freshmen ready to play parts that they may never have played before.
Yeah, you have a few changes I've kind of heard to the grapevine, moving some players around, don't you?
Yeah, so we have our biggest change. Well, actually, we have two big changes. So we have Megan Walker, who was a setter for us last year, played for us last year as a setter. We've moved her to a right side hitter, and she has just like taken that role on and just she wants to play. And then we have Aylin Wright, who was an outside hitter for us last year. We've kind of moved her into that libero DS position. And those are two big, completely different spots than what they played previously, but they are putting forth the work to play those spots.
Now, some of your sophomores, Craig, they can't play spring ball with, can't they?
Yeah, they can still play with us. And then if you're a red shirt, you can also play too.
All right. So you'll have plenty of girls, won't you?
Yeah, plenty of girls and have a setter. Usually sometimes we don't get to play spring because we don't have a setter, but we still have a setter. And so looking forward to seeing what Friday brings.
This is one of a couple of different dates you've got scheduled for spring ball, don't you?
Yeah, kind of a little bit slower spring, but we have this one. We're going to go to Kearney. We're going to go to Cheyenne, and then we'll finish up, with our annual MCC men's team. Mm-hmm. And then I think we'll also bring the alumni back on that day. So if we can get an alumni team going, we'll play that too.
It's always a lot of fun, and it's really quick. Spring goes in a hurry, doesn't it?
Yeah, really, really fast. And, I always tell these girls, it's amazing, though, what 3 months can do. So either this can be the time that you grow or the time that you remain the same.
You got your summer camp schedule put out there as well, don't you?
Yep. And so it's all online to enter. And if anybody needs any information, just go to the MCC Indians page, and there's a link there to sign up for camps.
I know one of those, for the older kids, correct me if I'm wrong, you've got a special guest coming in back in this year, don't you?
Yeah. So that's kind of a new thing that we started 3 years or 2 years ago. And so we're going to continue to do that every year. So this year we have Terry Gamble, who's an NJCAA Hall of Fame coach, has over 800 plus wins in NJCAA. And he is now the new head coach of Division II West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas. He'll be great. And he's going to be here for 2 days. So that's pretty awesome.
A couple of more other things is you're recruiting. You've got Wyoming girls. You've got a couple of Colorado girls, Nebraska girls. You're filling that roster for next year, aren't you?
Yeah, and we're finally done. We finished up last Monday, and so we're done recruiting. We're actually, this is going to be our largest squad that I've ever had here. We'll have 18 girls on the roster, and one of the biggest changes for that was just to make sure that we have the players that we need to be better. And, 14 is great. 14 is a lot, but sometimes you get them in here, and they just need a little bit more time to get the rawness out of them. So this year we're kind of hoping we have more girls, more options, and people to push each other. So
you got a few setters, you got a few hitters, you got every area covered, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We have 3 setters coming in this year. Our DSs, Evie's concerned that we don't have enough, but I think, we have 3 that'll come in, and they're going to work hard. And I think effort's a huge thing when it comes to DS liberos. And then we have a lot of middles. So we have lots of middles. And I think with the middle, we want tall girls, and so we have tall girls that hopefully can play other positions as well.
Finally, Evie and Vic are both going to be coaching. You got to bring volleyball back for the high school kids this summer, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. So we're going to be doing a lot of stuff this summer with that. So, one, we have our camps, but then also we're going to be doing open gym camps, and I think that'll be a fun one. Everyone has open gym, right? Mm-hmm. But what do you get out of open gym? Because your high school coaches aren't supposed to be coaching. So we're going to have open gym once a week, and you can come however many days that you want to come with that, but there will always be a coach here. So if you want to work on something, we'll be here to help you.
And then the 22nd, Evie, Vic, and of course my daughter Caitlin are going to be coaching 3 different teams up. They're going to play a little round robin that day, aren't they?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so they're taking over the Wild West. The Booster Club, MCC Booster Club, is bringing that back, and they had a lot of girls sign up for it. So they have 3 teams: Coach Evie, Coach Vic, and Coach Caitlin. So that'll be pretty cool.